Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Marissa Bujeya, journeying this path with you as I parent my own three children. And today, we're talking about breastfeeding with boundaries.
Good morning. How are you, everybody? Today, I am talking to you about breastfeeding with boundaries. I had been seeing a lot of posts recently where parents had their 1 year plus children, toddlers, and they were feeding again a lot, especially like newborns, and they needed a break and they didn't know how to go about it. So I thought, what better way is there than doing a live video on this? So, first of all, I wanted to remind you that for a 13-month-old up to 18-month-old, more or less, it is very normal for them to go back to feeding like a newborn. The reason is that there is a lot of development going, and because of that, they need extra support. So mostly it is also for comfort rather than feeding, because they need the one thing that hasn't changed in their ever-changing lives. That said, it is okay to put up boundaries and not keep on breastfeeding on demand. Now you might be telling me, hey, wait a minute, back up. We have been told to breastfeed on demand from day one, so how come you are telling us now to do boundaries? And it is a very valid question, so here I'm going to answer it for you. The thing is this. So when we have newborns up till about 1 year old, it is important that we breastfeed on demand. It is how we are building the foundation of trust with our children. So it is not just a matter that they need to be fed on demand, but it is also a matter of them, because we are meeting their needs straight away. We are building trust, which then we are able to use to parent them as they get older into toddlerhood and beyond. Okay, so up till one year, it is definitely not just fine to breastfeed on demand. It is important for many things. However, once they do go over the 1 year mark, and especially from 14 months onwards, where there is this kind of on and off growth, where they need a lot of comfort, it is also okay to start putting up boundaries. It is the second foundation in parenting. If you are being able to put up boundaries on a trifle like breastfeeding, then it's going to be easier on more important things. And boundaries are helping to build the characteristics and life skills which we would like them to have, like belief in their capabilities of waiting, in delayed gratification, in self-discipline, resilience, in responsibility, the desire to cooperate, and the respect for others and self. So there are a lot of also life skills which they would be learning with just putting up the simple boundary around breastfeeding. And well, how do we do that, right? How do we transition that? And it is very, very small ways that we are putting up the boundaries. So what we are looking at is you are currently cooking and your child is not hungry, your child is not tired, nor your child is not hurt, and she just wants maybe the attention, or they got bored or whatever, right? And here is, and she's come to us for the boo. So here is where the boundary comes in. I see that you would really love to have the boo right now, and I am cooking. You can have it when I am done. And here you can follow up with, why don't you come here and help me or watch me or whatever. Maybe you have a watchtower or the high chair, and you can bring it along so that they can pretend help, or they can see you doing what you are doing. You can keep on a conversation going about what you are doing. It's a way to distract them. Now, that said and done doesn't mean that once you said that, your toddler will go, oh, right, mommy needs to cook. That's fine, I'll wait for the boob, and then she'll give it to me, and all will be okay. You know, it's not going to happen, obviously. They will definitely be crying, and that is where the issue of holding boundaries come up, because we find it hard, super hard, to let our children cry. We've been taught, since we've been infants ourselves, that crying, discomfort, frustration, anger, and so on and so forth are bad emotions, which we should, as much as possible, get rid of and not feel and not express. So, hi Dana, thank you for the comment. I will. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You have to try and rock hands about breastfeeding. It does help. It does help. Sorry, I stopped mid-sentence, but I had to give a shout out to Donna for commenting live. Okay, so as I was saying, we've been conditioned from when we are young to not feel these emotions, to put them under the carpet. So we, as the parents, feel discomfort ourselves when the child is not happy. And therefore, that is where our mind, our instinct tells us, let's just give the boob and get it over and done with. And my child is happy and I am happy and that is it. But we are not teaching the life skills. And that is essential. So we need to learn. We need to learn to be okay with our discomfort if we want to teach our children. And here we are talking about very simple discomfort. And it doesn't mean that because your child asks for the boob while you are cooking, your child needs to wait like a full hour before you give her the boob, right? Especially in the beginning, we start slow, so maybe we let them wait for those 10 minutes. And in the meantime, if they are crying, we are being empathetic, you know? Oh, I see how frustrated, I can see you're so frustrated right now because I didn't give it to you. And I won't be very long. You can stay near me and see me. I'll soon be ready, and then you can have your boo. And the other reason where we are going to put up boundaries, maybe you are using the bathroom, whether you are using the bathroom for basic needs, shower is also a basic need, but anyway. So whether you are showering or not, you're in the bathroom. Your child can wait to take that boob. You do not stop mid-shower, or you don't bring them up while you are using the toilet. You just Let them wait a bit, and mommy's soon ready. Right now I'm using the bathroom, and as soon as I am ready, I will give you the boob. Again, you are being, you are giving them the limits. You are with kindness and firmness, right? Another way would be maybe you are resting. And yes, it doesn't mean that just as you are sitting and enjoying a cup of tea and your child came in asking for the boob, you should give it to him because you're still sitting and resting. No, you can, she can, he can wait and you can rest first. I am resting right now. As soon as I'm done, I will give it to you. Would you like to play nearby? Would you like to do this? And always giving them a small choice so that they can feel better. But also, you know, if they are crying, which most likely they will be in the beginning, because this is new territory for both of you, right? So keep that in mind. It is not a matter of just your child doesn't want to listen or agree with what you are saying. It's just this is new to her. Up till a few days ago, you just gave it to her, you know, no problem. And now here you are telling her you have to wait. So this is new for you and new for her. So give yourself this grace and empathize. I can see how frustrated, I can see how angry, I can see how sad this makes you. Just see what feeling you think best describe the child is feeling at the time and express it to her. And I will soon be with you. It could be that you are not fine anymore breastfeeding outside in the public. And that is fine. You don't need to breastfeed in public after a certain age if that makes you uncomfortable. Especially when we're saying, you know, maybe your child is bored and they just came and started tugging at your shirt. You know, maybe you don't feel like it. Maybe you are talking with friends at in the park and you just want to enjoy that without having to breastfeed. It is fine if you feel that way and to put up the boundary. So there are these reasons, right, why we are putting up the boundaries. And as I said, we first start them short, maybe 10 minutes, and then we gradually increase them as needed. But the most important, the most difficult part is following through, because the wording part, it's easy to say. It's easy to say the words. But then when they are starting to cry and getting into a tantrum or meltdown stage, many find it difficult. And that is where you have to find the inner strength to follow through, because otherwise then we are giving mixed messages to the child. And they will cry harder to get what they want if today you followed through, but 2 days after in a row you did not, right? Now, where do we still breastfeed on demand? You will know, you definitely know your child. So usually with just a little bit of thinking ahead, you will not have these issues. But sometimes we do get distracted. And that is when then we'll have to step it up a bit. So you know when your child is usually hungry, you know when they are usually tired. And you will plan so that there aren't a lot of things happening around that time so that you can put them to sleep, so that you can feed them and so on, right? But let's say you were distracted, you were doing things, you had a busy day and just slipped your mind and your child is super tired. And here I would say, yes, put everything on hold and breastfeed on demand, because it's going to get worse. Your child is going to be overtired next. they will not be able to calm down, they're not going to be able to sleep, and it's going to bring up a whole new set of problems. If they are hungry, they are now 13, 14 months plus, and they do eat. So if they are hungry and you are, I don't know, maybe you are cooking dinner, you can offer them a snack. Here, you can have this, not the boob, while I cook. And then you can have it after, right? But again, you are not giving that much so that then they don't eat dinner. It's just a little bit of something to take off the edge, right? Yes, and I had something else on my mind which I wanted to share with you, but it seems to disappeared. So let's see, maybe I remember. And so in the meantime, this is where we start putting up boundaries on with breastfeeding. The children are able to wait now and they are needing to learn life skills. So here is where you put the mommy pants on and hang on strong and say, no, this is not going to happen today, right? And that is how we get them to learn how to be resilient and how to respect themselves and others, and many other life skills that I was mentioning before. I don't know if you have any questions. You can put them in the chat, and if I don't see them now, I can always reply later about this issue. And now I'm just going to re-say it in Maltese for those who prefer our national language. Yay! Mela, bonġur kulħadd. Illum qed nitkellmu kif nagħmlu il-boundaries, kif nagħmlu container. Ma nafx il-kelma bleżat tal-istama bil-Malti għall-boundaries. Ma nistax niftakar, sorry. Ma kif aħna ma naħallux it-tfal jibqgħu jieħdu is-sider meta jridu. So aħna meta konna fil-bidu, meta twieldu tfal u anke qabel, dejjem għedna biex nagħmlu l-breastfeeding on demand fejn meta tfal isaqsu aħna nagħtuhom. U importanti għax huwa fejn aħna qed it-trabi qed jitgħallmu jafdawna. So huwa ħafna importanti li qed nagħmlu dan meta huma trabi. Imma meta qabżu s-sena u qegħdin dawk il 15-il xahar forsi iktar, u l-ewwel nies huwa normali li ta' dik l-età jibdew ifittxu ħafna jerġgħu is-sider u jerġgħu jibdew jishom qed jieħdu s-sider bħal tarbija ta' twelid. Hemm ħafna 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 growth għaddejja fejn it-tfal qed jiżviluppaw ħafna u ifittxu l-sider bħala l-unika ħaġa li baqgħet konstanti u ma nbidlitilhomx. Huwa normali, imma fil-waqt li huwa normali huwa wkoll okej li inti tgħidilhom wej illum issa b'dan il-ħin ma tistax tieħu s-sider, trid tistenna ftit. U dak jiġi it-tieni bażi ta' meta aħna qed inrabbu l-ulied. So din xorta hija importanti ħafna għax fiha qed jitgħallmu kif jirrispettaw lilhom nfushom, kif jirrispettaw lill-oħrajn, kif ikunu resilient, li jħossuhom kapaċi li jħossuhom kapaċi jagħmlu l-affarijiet, li jkunu responsabbli, li jkunu disciplinati. So meta aħna qed inżommu l-boundaries qed nagħmluhom dawn l-affarijiet kollha, dawn il-life skills kollha, so huwa importanti ħafna. Issa, ħanibdew b'modi żgħar, ġifi dan mhux qed ngħidu li filli konta tiegħhom il-sider kif ġiġi dejjem on demand u daqgħu għandha tibda tgħidlhom leħin kollu. Imma aħna qegħdin ngħidu ejja ngħidu qiegħda ssajjar bħalissa u t-tifla jew it-tifel mhux huma jenin, sempliċement jixtiequ naqra s-sider għal xi kollunkwe raġuni oħra li tista' taħseb. U aħna hawnhekk ħanejdulhom bħalissa qiegħda nsajjar u trid tistenna ftit kif nillestina fik. Issa importanti żewġ affarijiet. One li jekk it-tfal wara li inti l-estejt ftakru u reġgħu saqsew kas-sider li tagħtulhom. Imma jekk dawn insew ħalliha għaddejja tkompli b'xi ħaġa oħra magħhom. Dik li ngħidu la don't offer but don't refuse. Meta aħna bdejna innaqsu li nagħtu s-sider biex eventwalment it-tfal jifqu kompletament jieħdu ħaliplhom. So forsi inti qiegħda fil-kamra tal-banju, forsi qed tieħu shower, forsi qed tuża t-toilet. Huwa importanti li hawnhekk it-tfal again jerġgħu jitgħallmu li isma' trid tistenna ftit u wara intik bħalissa qed nieħu shower, bħalissa qed nuża t-toilet u kif nillesti nagħtik. Qed nurhom kif tkun kind and firm. Ok, l-u hija importanti ħafna. X'iktar? Forsi inti bħalissa qed tonxor il-ħwejjeġ, taħsel l-art, kwalunkwe ħaġa tista' tkun qed tistrih qed tieħu bala tebil qiegħda fuq is-sufan. Forsi qiegħda barra ma' sħabek u tfal tagħkom ġo xi ġnien. Huwa okej li t-tfal tgħidilhom issa le. Issa trid tistenna bħalissa qiegħda nistrih u xi nillesti nagħtik. Bħalissa qiegħda nnaddaf u xin nillesti nagħtik. Nerġa' ngħid ma jfissirx li jien naf għadni kemm bdejt innaddaf u f'naf li fadal li sija sija nos biex nillesti u ħanħallihom jistennew dak il-ħin kollu. L-ewwel nies l-ebda tifel u tifla li naf jien għalmenu ma semgħuna ngħidu isma' qiegħda nnaddaf u kif nillesti ntik ta' u qalu ejjuwa. Imma mi qed nadda issa nistenna mbagħad it-tieni ħadd ma kien se sabana fil-ħadd li għamel raġuna hekk bħala tfal. So 99% ħajkunu qegħdin jikbu, right? U hawnhekk fejn qegħdin qed naraw il-biki aħna nibdew nippanikjaw għaliex minn meta konna żgħar tallimna li l-biki, l-wejja, ir-rabja, l-frustrazzjoni dawn huma affarijiet negattivi li aħna m'għandniex inħossu jew rridu neħilsu minnhom kemm jista' jkun malajr. U allura kif it-tfal jibdew jikbu kif mhumiex kuntenti aħna l-istintana jgħidilna ja ħantuhom is-sider ħalli jkunu kuntenti aħna nkunu kuntenti u kulħadd jimxi sew. Imma nerġa' ngħid, u meta nagħmlu hekk m'aħniex qed nagħlmuhom il-life skills biex jikbru. Sempliċiment qed inneħħu dik l-iskumdità li qed inħossu aħna u rridu nibdew nitalbu ngħixu biha dik l-iskumdità biex it-tfal ikunu jistgħu jikbru aħjar. So huwa dan huwa mod żgħir u sempliċi kif inti tista' tgħix b'din l-iskumdità sakemm tipprattika u meta tipprattika mbagħad issir aħjar fiha. U meta din jikbu tfal kif qedna ħatar tgħidilhom forsi qed nara tħossok frustrat, irrabjat, imdejja, imma daqt ikol nagħtilek taqgħu tinkwita xi. U tagħtihom dik il-validazzjoni u dik l-empatija. Tista' toffrilhom xi ħaġa x'jagħmlu. Jien naf qed naħsel l-art u kif nillesti intik is-sider. Trid tgħinni u intik waqt li qed nagħmel jien tista' għaliex le? Għaliex le? Dawn huma affarijiet importanti. Allura kif qed tilkom مش كستيوني فين احنا تنحلو حفنا هين بزمين هنزيدو الهين اما فورسي داو كلا شعر ملوتي يستنو يفوردي او يعملوا او تيتعلمو حفنا افريت المتا يبرو ويا التين فونداتيوني لو الفونداتيوني يالتفال يفدعونا ومن امك اتنبدو نلموم il-life skills billi nżommu dawn il-boundaries, tajjeb. Nispera li fintu iktar għaliex il-breastfeeding irid ikun mhux on demand wara li għalqu sena. Jekk għandhom xi jkollkom xi mistoqsijiet, please għamluhom fiċ-chat u jiena nirrispondihom iktar tard. U dak kollox ġenata tajba.